Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with my lovely co-host, Maddie.
Hi, Shannon. How you doing?
All right, good. I don't like your current background. It's so boring. Like it. No, put your lights.
Hang on a second, Shannon.
Okay.
Get closer to your mic too, Maddie.
All right.
How about
Yay,
now?
Yay, better.
Look at that. Daddy got some lights.
All right. That's way better. And two amazing and hilarious guests on today's show. First, we have comedian and host of the Just the Plugs podcast. It is Brett Raybould. Welcome.
Right. Yeah. Hey.
What's your claim to fame?
It's an honor to be here. Just the Plugs. Great podcast. Shannon's been on the program. It's not a show. I call it a program, but okay. Yeah, you've been on the program.
It's a great program.
Oh yeah. We only do plugs. So it's like a 2-minute podcast and that's it. So it's just about plugging. So yeah, just the plugs. Check it out.
It's everyone's favorite part of the podcast.
Plugs. I mean, it's the meat of why we do a podcast. I'll fast forward regular podcasts just to hear the plugs. So that's why I founded one that was just the plugs.
And also joining us, comedian and for Gas Digital fans, you may remember her as half of the Shame On podcast on Gas Digital Network. Very funny comedian as well. It is Micah Fox. Welcome, Micah.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. I'm excited. This is going to be fun. So normally, okay, so we have our three segments that we're going to get into. But there's a couple of things I wanted to touch on before we start interrogating you guys. First, if that would have happened when we did the scary thing segment, that would have been amazing. Brett's lights just went out.
Yo, my lights just went out. That's not a bit. That's not planned.
Are you in Texas? I
don't, what?
Coming live from Austin, Texas. It's Brett Raybould.
I'm at my friend's place because my Wi-Fi went down, and then now I'm in a room where the lights just shut out. But don't let that ruin the show. I'm so sorry. I'm moving as we keep talking, Shannon.
At what point does humanity just give up? Right?
It's really
we keep getting
bad.
Kicked in the dick. You know.
Well, this looks like one of those paranormal shows now, though.
It feels that way. I think the whole apartment's lights, I think, went out. So strange. I'm still doing it in the dark, y'all.
Okay. Can't you have like a PA handle this?
Yeah. Hey, Shannon, can you send an intern over to my friend's apartment? We're in Crown Heights, so
I'm just concerned if your power went out, if your Wi-Fi is going to follow along.
The microphone wouldn't be working. The power went out.
The Wi-Fi is live. The Wi-Fi is live. We're good. The Wi-Fi All right. is live. So right. we don't got to sweat that.
Okay. I'm going to trust you and we'll move on.
I'm so sorry. I'm okay. So sorry.
It's all good. This is Zoom life.
This is the ghost podcast. It is the ghost podcast. And this feels right a little bit. Like, I don't know if there's video, but look, this feels like how it should be.
It does. I agree. It just needs to happen later during the ghost segment, but it's all right. If they turn back on during the ghost segment, I will accept that.
Awesome.
So I noticed in my Facebook memories today that it was 9 years ago today. We're recording this on the 19th that we recorded the very first episode of this show. So it's the 9-year kind of anniversary. So I feel like that's exciting. I keep saying 7. Oh, ta-da.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I keep saying 7 years. Yeah, I'm not adding to it because I'm trying to pretend like I'm not getting older.
You're just trying to remember the good years.
Yeah, just the last few years. I do want to send love to our fans that are in Texas. I feel like they're all kind of really going through it. So I hope you guys get through that. And feel like there was one other thing.
Well, it might be cold, but at least you still have freedom. More than we could say for us New Yorkers.
I don't know. I'm sure they'll love that message once their power is restored next month. Yeah, and they can listen to podcasts again.
And this is my other thing. Are you guys single or in relationships?
I live with a gentleman.
What about you, Brett?
Single. I went through a pandemic breakup, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get into that during the next segment. But I watch all garbage reality television. Everything I watch is terrible. And I was watching Unpolished, which is about a Long Island beauty salon. And yep.
Say no more.
The main character on the show is the girl who does everyone's nails and like the crazy like decorations and stuff. And she is also recently single and she just started going on dates again. And I am also single, but I haven't been on any dates since like the pandemic. But at the end of the date, I realized the benefit of the pandemic happening is at the end of the date, if you don't want to kiss the person, when you leave wherever you are, just put your mask on.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like that's like,
what a dark way to think.
I love it because that's the most awkward part of a date always. It's like, is this the person going to try to kiss me? Do I want them to? And you can really just give them the sign just by putting up your mask.
Yeah, hand jobs only.
Yeah, they put a mask over their genitals. You're like, wait, what?
You're saying they're not wearing a mask the whole date. So, I mean, the jig is kind of up. But
well, they were in a restaurant, though. So I think you're allowed to not maybe wear it while you're eating.
Yeah, no, you totally can't get COVID that way.
Exactly, as long as you're eating. That is a good point, though. You have to go from a place where you can have your mask off and then have the opportunity to put it back on.
Is that the show? Is that the one where who is that? The famous Long Island medium that has a mural dedicated to her in Staten Island?
No, that is Long Island. That's a different garbage place.
They're different. Those are different places, right?
Yes, equally garbage. Oh,
okay. Equally garbage. Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Yeah.
Come on, you're not a real New Yorker unless you know how to hate it properly.
I don't know the boroughs, and I've been in New York for 7 years, and I don't know any neighborhoods. I know Crown Heights, I know Bed-Stuy, and that's it, folks.
I know lots
of real New York Brooklynite, though. There are kids who grew up there for decades and don't know better than that.
Yeah, so I'm a real New Yorker.
That's what I was going to say. I know a lot of New Yorkers that had never stepped foot on Staten Island because why would you? So it's acceptable.
Well, to see the beautiful mural dedicated to
no,
Big Ange.
That's Long Island. Oh, no, you're right. That one is Staten Island.
No, Big Ange. Yes, Big Ange, so beautiful. She's an angel.
She really is an angel. Okay, so usually the first question we ask new guests on the show is to tell a story about your worst date experience or weirdest sexual experience, meaning something went wrong. So I feel like Micah is searching her memory right now. So do you want to start, Brett, or were you pointing for it to be deflected from you?
No, well, here's the thing. I saw Micah gave a big like, ooh, and I was like, oh, here we go. She's got a way better story than me.
We interpreted that differently.
Well, it was a cascade of memories, really.
Boy.
I mean, there is one that stands out for sure, but I don't want to like, listen, Brett, you know, I don't know if you're ever going to be able to top this, but here we go. This is the worst sexual experience.
Yeah. Or it's worst date or like a sexual experience where something went wrong or both.
Where something went well. All right. Okay. So like the first time I had a threesome, right, was with a kid who was underage. So,
wow.
So, and I didn't know this. It was, I had a friend who was a year older than me and she was dating this guy who was like, so like, I'm like, if she's dating him, you know, like this has got to be kosher, right?
How old were you at this time?
How underage? Cause you said kid, you didn't say a guy who happened to be.
When you asked them how old he was, did he say this many and hold up a bunch of fingers?
No, they were all inside of me. He was like, yes. So I never, why would I ask him? I guess I could have asked him how old he was, but I, you know, I was like a freshman in college. So it wasn't like I was like, it's probably legal. It's just not cute. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He was in high school, as it turns out. So
I was picturing that, because that's like pretty okay. That's not, I was picturing like today, Micah. Like, I was like, yo, dude.
No, I mean, I've been dating younger for like the last 8 years, let's say, but, you know, not that much younger.
Yeah.
Not high school. But yeah, like, so I don't, it was one of those things where I was just like, I don't know, you know, oh God, it was so corny too. Do we go into this whole thing, or was that enough?
No, I want the details.
Yeah.
The details are worse. The details are embarrassing. Like, it should have stopped every which way. So I'm over at his house, which is also why I didn't know, because I'm like, he has a fucking house. You know what I mean? But it was
his parents' house.
It was his parents. I didn't know that.
You snuck in through the basement door to avoid the interaction with the parents.
The thing is, we came in, it must have been like pretty late. We went in through the front door. We walked in, you know, like we were maybe a little drunk, you know, hard to say. It's not really what I remember about the night. And it was one of those things where, oh God. Okay. If you can guess my middle name, then like, well, like, oh, he wouldn't tell us his middle name. And I was like, if I guess it, like you, I don't know, you have to, I don't know. It ended up being like, well, suck your dick, whatever. Right. And so.
Right. Yeah. But he had like a little game where it was like, if I can guess what state you're from, you have to suck my dick. Yeah.
But it was a thing where I was guessing. So I'm like, I don't know how the reward.
You were guessing his middle name.
Yeah. And so like
that's a good trick for a young kid. It's like, if you guess my middle name, I'll let you suck my dick. And you're like, I don't know, fucking Jeffrey. You're like, yup, that's it.
Yeah, right. Just say yes. Just you got it. You said
I got it on the first correct. Try.
Of course you did.
But yeah. He shows me his driver's license, and I was like, holy shit, I did guess on the first try. The driver's license would have been a great cue to know how old he was. But I wasn't
playing a long game,
I guess.
Right. So, hey, because he was fucking, he had you like diverted. He's like, guess my middle name, and you're looking at that. It's like when you watch like that basketball video and they're like, oh, did you see the gorilla that ran by? Like, no, I didn't see any gorilla.
Right. Yeah.
But also it would say like in big red letters under 21 on it. Don't IDs have that?
Mine at the time.
Oh, okay.
I just want to speak on behalf of all men and say under 21 is not illegal.
Scratch those off
out there.
Yeah. Well, sure. I was under 21 too, right? Okay. So I don't know. So whatever. So we start fooling around, and it's like, you know, it's like one of those things when you're young, and it's like with my best friend is there. It's like I'd never sucked a dick before. So this is also like this. My first threesome was also the first time I sucked a dick, and it's like this kid. It's like just fucking horrendous, right?
Your friend is also like your friend. This 18 or this like this 9-year-old boy. So you and your friend are there, right?
Yeah. So I want to say he was 17, but I think it's possible he was 16, but I want to say he was 17.
Right.
So, but in high school,
that would hold up in court. I want to say he was,
I want to say he was whatever the legal number is.
I think that's legal though, when it's a woman, because I mean, also, I think if a guy's having sex with two women, then it's no longer statutory rape. It's something else.
I think that's
statutory
the law. Yeah.
Gang rape.
Right? Yeah. Like, yeah.
If he can pull down two chicks. Right. So we're like fooling around or whatever. And at some point, like I lean my head back on the bed and I knock my head into his radio. And so it just starts blaring music like really super loud, right? And we're like in the middle of it. And he gets up from everything. He's like, oh my God, my mom. And that's when I realized we were in a house with his mom, and that all this, like, I was like, wait, you're kidding me? I'm like having a threesome with like some dude and your mom can walk in. And anyway, so that's, I, def- definitely didn't leave out the front door.
I love that you were like, there was a moment where you're like, wait a minute, this 17-year-old doesn't own a 4-bedroom house. What the hell?
Well, he could have been a roommate of, you know what I mean? It could have been, it was in Arizona, like kids, you live like adults there. People buy houses at like 19 and shit.
How did you
find out that he was in fact underage?
When I found out, I guess when he was living with his mom, because at the time people didn't really live with their moms yet, you know, that wasn't a fad, you know, like when you were 18, you fucking left. Mm-hmm. And so that was clue number one. Clue number two was that he was scared of her, you know, and then later, as my friend and I were driving home, I was like, okay, what the fuck? And she's like, yeah, he's in high school, but he's got this big old dick. And I was like, that he does, my friend.
So did you guys make it through like any of the threesome?
This was like, you know, there was no penetration. It never got that far. You know what I mean? It was all just like exploratory sex shit.
Okay, fair.
And that's where it ends. Fun fact about that guy, he later ended up going to a party at my other friend's house in Arizona and like date raped a girl. And so there, you know, if he wasn't raped, he was a rapist, I think, is the moral of the story.
He deserved it. Then.
God, I hope that wasn't my fault.
I say no. Did we lose Brett, or is he very pensive? Yeah, we lost him.
He's realizing that the first person he had a threesome with was, didn't know he was at high school. A
couple of college girls. Oh, damn it. There he goes. There you are. Oh, you're muted though. Okay. All right. Well, now you have that story to follow, Brett. What's your worst date or weirdest sexual experience?
Yeah. So threesome with two underage chicks. Sorry, not trying to one up anyone here. I'll go with bad date because, you know, I've only ever been dynamite in the sack. So I'll go with a bad date. The worst date I've had, and I will go on the record and say, and I hope this doesn't sound cocky, I think I'm a pretty normal vanilla guy, which leads to me being able to chameleon work with whoever. I generally think that I'm baseline likable. I hope that's not egotistical, but I have had a date that went odd, and I remember it was with a girl, and this was somewhat recently, and you know, 2 years I guess is recent, but what happened was our conversation was fine. And then Steve Jobs came up in conversation, and I like made a joke about like, oh, like what was up with that? And then everything, like it was almost like all the silverware, like the lively clatter of silverware just stopped. Like you would have thought I said like a slur.
Hey, hold on. You paused for 1 second when you said that line. What was the line that stopped everything?
I said like, those outfits were pretty goofy, right? It was like something about his black turtleneck and beltless jeans where I was like, yeah, what kind of fashion statement is that? You know, and that was it. It was literally that, like, it was about his outfits. Wasn't even about how he died of cancer. It was about his outfits. Yeah. And she just was like, all right. I think we're done here. And I was like, because everything had been pretty decent, like pretty normal date conversation. I was like, what's up? What's wrong? And she was like, yeah, the thing is, which is the name of this podcast. She said, can I get a ding?
Did you not hear it? Hold on. There you go.
Yes. She said, the thing is, Steve Jobs is like very important to me, and I see myself, kind of following in his footsteps. Like I've always
thought. I hope so.
Yeah. And the fact that you would say something like that is like really, you know, I just really feel like I channel him, and that's just over the line. And I was like, all right, goodbye. And then she actually left, and then I had to pay for the bill for someone storming out on me for not an offensive thing. And then here's how you know it was a bad date, is I went to a Creek in the Cave open mic after, and I was like, that was more fun. An open mic was a better experience than a date. So I will never talk shit about Steve Jobs ever again. So now, on any dates.
Was he at least sick when you made that joke?
No, this, because it wasn't 2 years ago. It was like, but it was, he was already dead. He was dead. Okay. I didn't even bring up the cancer. That, because I could,
yeah.
It's like, he's a celebrity.
I'm trying to figure out what level kook we're dealing with. Like, either way, she's a piece of garbage, but.
It was really crazy. It was really like, this lady loves Steve Jobs.
It's probably like a scam. Like, I'll get him to pay for like dinner and drinks, and then I'll find something offensive. And you were so amenable. Like, this date is fucking going. She's like, how the fuck?
Yep.
How am I going to get out of here? Right. Was she wearing a turtleneck?
No, she wasn't in a black turtleneck at the time.
Yeah, she got you. This is the inverse of the fucking middle name guess trick.
I'm tempted to text her. I think I could figure out her name again. Well, yeah, that is
hilarious. It's not under Psycho Steve Jobs Girl.
No, yeah, it's under Future Wife. I'm still holding out hope, guys. I haven't moved on.
How much was that bill?
It was a regular bar. So as much as I wanted, for the sake of a story, be like $300, $200. It was like, you know, it was like $30. So. Yeah. But for the sake of a story, it was $2,000. It's the most I've ever spent on anything.
I channel Steve Jobs. Get out of here. She said, very upset about it. That's a very Steve Jobs.
Yes, she said channel. I do remember that line. She said channel Steve Jobs. I see myself as a young Steve Jobs. And it wasn't the Theranos lady. Do you guys remember the Theranos lady?
Yeah.
Who, like, she channels Steve Jobs. Theranos was that other young CEO, female CEO, who like had the blood company, but it was all bullshit. And then she had a net worth at one point of like $3 billion. And then it turned out she was just completely bonkers, fraudulent, and a sociopath. It wasn't her, but that lady all.
I don't know. We're losing you again, Brett. That's I do.
Yep.
Nope.
And he's gone.
I keep hearing little bits of words. I do think that what you said, though, Micah, is the only thing that would make this make any sense whatsoever.
I mean, I've always known girls who like do that kind of shit, but I'm like, it's so much work. It's like more work than just getting a job and paying for your own drinks.
I agree.
Like, who wants to drink for free, but with someone you don't want to spend time with?
And also, is it that financially lucrative? Like, how many drinks are we having, really?
I mean, what, two? You know, like me personally?
Four, yeah.
A few, but but like I would never do that. Like, I'd pay for someone to leave me alone while I drink my drink.
So up until that point, Brett, she appeared to be normal, right?
Yeah, we met on the train, and she actually was a traveler of sorts. So that is, I remember she was like in town, like she was transient. She was
like a gypsy,
homeless.
It's another show that I watch, is My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding. So my whole life is references to garbage. Mike is going to hang up.
I've never even heard of, like.
I feel like they pick up, like they pick these shows, like they just pick like different verbs and nouns out of hats. Like a mishmash.
True.
To get big fat Greek and a wedding. All right, there we go. Bang. Show. New show.
Total diarrhea Chinese lady.
That's a good one.
Shannon, you know you're watching trash TV when you have like the indie, like you're watching like the indie, like alternative trashy shows.
that are like the underground that no one's heard of yet?
I can say I actually started watching the show because Zach Amico suggested that I watch it. So if I can put a little bit of blame on him, I didn't pull out of nowhere, but it's very entertaining. I suggest that you check it out.
That's fair. And you know, I've taken recommendations from Zach, and that's now why I watch torture porn. So, you know, I hear you.
Well, that's a show Zach watches.
Yeah. He's a big fan of torture porn. So, yeah. He recommended it. There's some good storytelling there, actually.
All right. We're going to move on to the next segment, which is bad things.
Bad things with you.
And this is the part of the show where we talk about fight stories, physical altercations that you've been in or been a part of. And if you've been in multiple fights, the most memorable one. We'll start with you this time, Brett. Tell us a fight story.
Dude, am I the shittiest guest ever where it's like, I have never been in a fight. I have never been in a fight. The most recent time I had a fight had tangential involvement in a fight, which is how it is. I'm involved as a primary party this was actually 2 weeks ago, Shannon, when I was on Real Ass Podcast, like 2 weeks ago. I mentioned this story on that show because it happened that morning, 2 weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago, basically 3 weeks ago. I got back to New York. And so I had a night, and then the next day I was on Real Ass Podcast, and I don't have Wi-Fi where I live, really. Like, it's so shitty. So I went in early to gas because I was trying to get some of that sweet, sweet Wi-Fi. And so this is like 9:30 in the morning. I'm two blocks away from where Gas Digital is. And I see this dude has medium height Russian guy has a short and squat deli worker pinned up against like the wall outside, like by the scruff of his collar. And he's just going like, "You motherfucker, like, fuck you. Who the fuck do you think you are?" He's saying the bad F word that I'm just going to not say. Call me a pussy for not saying it. That's fine. But he kept saying the bad F word. He was like, "You fucking gay boy, you motherfucking gay boy. Fuck you." And I'm like, okay, I'm just going, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on, dude? And he sets him down. He's like, he's a fucking gay boy. He's a fuck him. He's a fucking gay boy. And the deli worker who just got put down then starts talking more shit. And I was like, dude, don't. I just got you put down. You don't add to the shit talking now that you're now back on the floor.
What shit was he talking?
He was just, it's like all shit talking is nonsense. It's okay. Just like repetitive, like, fuck you. And like, you got nothing on me. And I couldn't figure out why they were fighting, which is interesting because I was trying to do that to be like, how justified is, you know, putting this guy up against a wall. Mm-hmm. If deli worker had just fucked Russian guy's wife, you know, it's okay to maybe rough him up just a dash. I wouldn't, you know, necessarily
a Mrs. Dash worth of
just a sprinkle, just a dash of a black eye. That's reasonable. But I couldn't surmise that because it was just like there was so much chaos. And then I don't want to see violence happen. So I was basically like I was not really a fighter and more like a yap dog. Because Russian guy starts, deli worker starts walking away, and then Russian guy starts walking toward him, and then he spits at him. Oh, and then I'm like, dude, did you really have to do that? And then deli worker comes back, pushes him a little. Russian guy pushes him. Deli worker says, fuck you, walks back toward the grocery store. And then this is the part where shit got really wild. Russian guy draws a knife like a switchblade. Not fucking lying. One of the, like, is that a switchblade when it goes like, bink? Like, it's like a thin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like a straight, like.
Yes.
A little fucking, like a cross.
It just like flipped and it was like very thin and it was like probably like that. And that's when I went from here to like, all right, I'm taking 8 steps back because I am not getting stabbed for nobody. And this is when I enter Yap Dog mode, because I just started yelling, "Hey, whoa, hey, hey, knife, knife." And then Russian guy is like, "It's not worth it," puts the knife away, starts walking away, still saying like, "Fuck you." And what's funny in New York, that's kind of the end of the story, is I wanted to talk to the deli guy to be like, you know, what's up? Or at least have him be like, "Thanks, man." He didn't give me any of that. He then just walked back into the grocery store, and that's the end. That was the end of it. I got no props. I got no conversation.
He had it under control. He didn't need you at all.
Yeah. Had a knife pulled off.
He was doing great.
Going back to his shift.
Almost like it wasn't worth it.
Yeah. I was like,
that's why I always say, I'll just let somebody die. No problem.
Yeah, like I almost watched a dude get stabbed, and then the dude who didn't get stabbed didn't even give me like a cool, like, "Thanks, man, for making noise." Like, a, you know,
thanks for yelling what you saw. You just yelled knife.
Yeah, that's what I did. So I'm pretty fucking hardcore. And if I'm a hero. And you step to me, you best step with a gun, because otherwise I'm going to knock you out.
You hear that?
Or earmuffs.
Sorry, is that too many cuss words?
Well, I'm going to bring a gun the next time we hang, Brett.
Good. Be strapped, Micah. You better
start
be.
Start talking shit about Steve Jobs again.
you've never personally been in a physical altercation?
Not honestly, no. No. Never been in a physical altercation. I think I don't see the value in it, and I think I am a peacemaker, and I think you know, or you could call me the other P word, pussy. That's fine. Yeah. Never been in a physical altercation.
Even as a kid?
I mean, I'm like the soccer field, but what am I going to tell you is like a half story from when I was 11 years old playing for the Kansas City Legends.
The orange team.
Like, you want to relive those glory days?
You attribute that to being like such a friendly person?
I think so. I also think I have pretty good logic skills, and I think my brain is always going, it's just not worth a fight. There's just nothing worth a fight. There's just nothing. You attack my honor. What am I going to be mad? Like,
what if someone like pushed you or like spit in your face? What's your reaction going to be to that?
I might have to suck their dick because they're the alpha. Like, I would just go, "Okay, alpha, you may have the position of alpha here. I'll be one form of body." Are you going to spit in my face, Shannon, next time to be like, what's he going to do? How far can I push this guy?
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Is he actually a serial killer?
That does wake something up in people, though. When you spit in their face, like the nicest people you think would never fight, you see they fucking get spit in their face, and it just goes. You know what I mean? It's a reflex. You start swinging.
That is a crazy form of disrespect. Have you ever had spit in either of your faces in a non-sexual way?
I've been spit at twice.
Louis J. Gomez.
Yes, both are Louis.
Just trying to check in at 10 a.m. in the morning.
One was, I was like accosted by a guy on a bus. And I've told this story before. I don't want to like get into the whole thing again, but there was just a crazy pants guy that was kind of being very weird. And when I tried to shut it down, and I was like, "Can you please stop talking to me?" And then he called me like a stuck up bitch and whatever, and spit at me. And it turned into a whole thing. Like, cops were called. It was a whole thing. And then I got into a fight with an ex-boyfriend who was another crazy pants. And he was one that was like, eventually became physically abusive. I don't know what he was even mad at. He was mad at something. He was jealous about something. And we had just had an argument about it. And when I got out of the car, he like spit in my direction to like show me how disgusted he was with me for doing nothing. But it didn't touch me. even though I'd rather my boyfriend spit touch me than some crazy stranger on the bus. But yeah, those are my two. What about you guys?
I've had it twice too, but I started it the first time for sure. No, I did it twice, and I had it done back to me the first time looking for a fight. And then the next time I did it, I got the fight and it didn't go very well. It ended poorly for old Maddie boy.
So is that like your go-to? Is that you're just a spitter?
No, it was in high school and I was just so fucking furious. It was both times it was with friends, and I think I just didn't want to like swing at them. So I wanted to do like the next big thing. So at least if they started swinging, I would fucking, we'd have the fight. And then the first one didn't do it because he was like a super like peaceful kid, you know, like
it was Brett.
Dippy dippy guy.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I actually sucked his dick. That's how I remember the story. Blowing you.
I guess it's come up as your weird sex story.
No, it wasn't weird. I loved it. I had a great time. Didn't call me though.
All right, Micah. So now you have two questions to answer. Have you ever been spit at? And then what's your fight story?
I don't think I've ever been spit at, but I've seen it happen and it's fucking horror. I think that's like so fucking gross. Like one of my best girlfriends once like was just a fucking crazy bitch and like got mad at her boyfriend at a Halloween party and just spit like point blank in his face. And I was like, I just went home. I was like, this is not my problem tonight.
There's no turning back from it.
Lets you know a lot about your friends. He didn't do anything about it, by the way. I mean, what is he going to do? You know,
it's probably not the first time it's happened then.
He got spit on by his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Give us an update. Do you know, are they still together?
No, of course not. But they were together for a lot longer after that. But it was just like, you know, semi-abusive. She was like way hotter than him. And so it was like one of those things where she just held all the cards and only kept him around to be the one who held all the cards, you know? So it was just like, so she fucking spit on him. And I'm like, I liked the guy, you know what I mean? He was a nice guy. And it was, but I was like, I can't watch this, you know?
Yeah,
someone's going to have to stick up for themselves and it's going to be me sticking up for me having a fun time.
Yeah, you can't really go against your friend even when they're the like aggressor. Like, it's just
especially
one of those...
if they're crazy, especially if they're, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm not trying to get in on some fucking, like, I think I was just like, what the fuck? And like, she, you know what I mean? But at that point, she was too drunk, too ruthless to be listening to logic.
All right. What's your fight story, Micah?
So I've never really thrown fists either, you know, surprise, surprise. But like, do you guys remember, it's closed down now, rest in peace, but there was this place called the Mars Bar on 2nd and 2nd. And it was just this real fucking shithole, like punk bar, like one of the original punk bars. It lasted longer than CBGB. It was just, anyway, it was a real fucking shithole. And one night I was there with my friends and there's just like this fucking old fucking drunk just sitting at the bar being a fucking asshole, and he and a friend of mine were just getting into it, and she was like a former stripper, so she had all this fucking former stripper feminism attitude, you know, where like you have you met what I'm talking about, like where it's like they say something and she's like, well, you know, and like it's like the well actually of women. So, but like it's where it's like playful, where I'm like, oh, she's having fun hating this guy, so you just kind of let it be, you know, and the rest of the people are kind of milling about. And you know, at one point she gets fucking furious and she, I don't think she hit him first, but he definitely hit her, right?
Oh,
and that's when like the fucking music screeches for me, because I'm like, no, you know, like you can't fucking have some like old drunk dude hitting a woman in her 20s. That just fucking doesn't fly. I don't care what preceded it.
What kind of hit was it?
So now
hold on. Are we going to cut Mike off for that radically feminist idea? I mean, Jesus. I mean, come on. What is this? Like,
someone's progressive. Is this the anti-feminism house just because it's fast digital?
I mean, not hitting women. Jeez. I mean, come on.
It's getting so you can't crack a Melly Broad anymore.
Yeah, didn't know it was the Jezebel show. Come on.
That's exactly what she was, though. She was a mouthy broad, you know, and but she gets hit, right? But she's like a tough bitch. So it wasn't like she responded with like, wow, 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 I need to go home. It was like, this motherfucker. It was like that shit, you know?
I love that, yeah.
So it was like, she was fine. The guy, you know, like probably didn't hit her very well. He was a fucking like drunk waste, you know?
It is like, all right, this is a podcast where we say bad thought. It is like, if you are going to hit a woman, you know, don't you look, cause you already hit them. So yeah. You already lost. So yeah. You are, it's in your best interest to really hit them.
Yeah. The last thing you want to do is like hit one and then not have it end right there. You know what I mean? Like you don't want them coming back at you. You want it to be like, oh, I'm going to show my power, my dominance. And when they come back at you, it's like, oh shit, I fucked up. Now I got to.
Cause you're you look like a scumbag, and then you're already a scumbag for swinging on a woman. And then you look like a bitch for like, she's just took it like the Terminator and was like, what was that?
It really was pathetic. It was one of those things where it's like, he didn't even get kicked out of the bar for it. You know, he was just like still there, but like the bartender, you know, was like, he's a fucking piece of shit. So we were like, fuck this guy. So I ended up, and then he just asked for another drink. He's like, another whiskey. Right? And my friend didn't want to serve him either. She's just like, nah, man, get the fuck out. He's like, no, give me another whiskey. And she's like, no. And then I was just like, no. I was like, get him another whiskey. I was like, it's on me, right? And
oh my God.
So then she's fixing the whiskey. I went into the bathroom and pulled my tampon out and handed it to her from behind the bar, right? So she serves him this fucking whiskey with a bloody tampon.
Oh my God.
In the bottom of it amongst the ice, right? And so he gets the drink and we're just like, oh man, is he gonna do it, you know? And he drinks it, doesn't notice, you know what I mean, at first. And they're like, hey man, fuck you. You just drank my fucking period blood, you fucking dumb bitch, right? And he looks in the glass, he sees the fucking tampon and he grabs it and he flung it out and just chugged the rest.
Strong move. I would have done the same thing. Correct.
No payoff. There's no payoff. There's no reaction from him.
He was so fucking.
I was wondering why this tasted better than usual.
I mean,
I would have loved if he just wrung it out over his mouth, like it's, you know, like a wet towel. Just,
they call that the BJ.
Real baller move would have been if I stuck it back in my snatch.
You stuck it back in.
So your friend your friend never like hit him back. Like he hit her and then there was just more yelling.
You know, the problem with these bar stories is that they're fuzzy as hell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, if I was to the point where I'm like, this will be a funny idea. I've already seen this guy hit a woman. Let me start shit with him.
You
know? So clearly I wasn't thinking totally right.
I like it. I think that was the way to do it. Unfortunately, he liked it.
You know, we tried.
Were you going to ask a question, Brett?
It is an interesting, it is very interesting to, some people really are shameless where like, how can you commit like a pretty enormous social and like, you know, social faux pas in what to stay in the environment in which you committed said faux pas. You lost. Why do you even want to be around? Like, it's like this pointless pride thing that some people channel. I don't know.
Well, I think it was the Mars bar and that place was like legacy shit. So he'd probably been drinking there for 20, 25 years, you know, maybe longer.
Yeah.
You know, he was probably like, who are these fucking cunts in my bar?
Right. Yeah.
It could have been blacked out.
For sure was blacked out.
Yeah, not that that's an excuse, but I mean, yeah, he probably just didn't even realize it. It's just a Tuesday. All right, we're going to move on to our final segment now, which is scary things. Ah! And this is the part of the show we talk about weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. I do actually really quickly have a follow-up from a listener story. A listener sent in a story about, you see your color, it's changing, Maddie. A story they sent on the episode that Chip Chipperson was on. I don't know if you remember, but he talked about an alien encounter and then sent a link to an article. And we couldn't figure out if the article was his story or a similar story. So this is his update. Hi, Shannon. I'm just writing to say the story I wrote you was actually my story. I just sent it to a UFO website in the past to see if anyone ever saw the same thing. And no one's responded. But hey, it's an old incident now. Thanks for reading it out. Oh, by the way, it was 2001. So I didn't have a mobile phone on me to take a picture. Not that you care, of course. Anyway, we do care, Adam. Anyway, I think you're pretty awesome and can't believe your ex lets you down like that. That's a long story, guys. Unbelievable. If only I lived in the USA, I would take you to get your nose re-pierced. Take care, Adam. Thank you, Adam. That's very sweet. And it does explain because we're very confused by the story. Do you remember, Maddie?
You know, I don't.
We showed the picture of the alien ship and we're like, that looks like just any picture that anybody would post of an alien. Anyway, so guys,
I don't recollect. I feel like
it'd be cool if I had a co-host that was like here with me on the show, that can remember things. Okay, guys. So I'll start with you again, Brett. Do you have a paranormal story?
Do I have a paranormal story? You know, I don't off top have a paranormal story, but in lieu of that, because I don't want to just like come to a podcast and go, hey, I don't have any stories. I don't want to be a guy who goes, I'm just a saltine cracker. I don't know what you want. In lieu of that, I can tell you, can creepy to the outside world story qualify for this?
Well, my description was, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal. So yeah, I'd say that fits in there.
Okay. Nah, I might be it's something. So I don't just go, no, I don't. No further questions. Thank you for your time. I recently over the last summer stayed at the house of a 57-year-old man I met on the internet because he hired me for a job. It was in Florida.
Is this real?
This is 100% reality.
Okay.
Yeah. This I'm not pull fucking
Greg
not
Stone making shit.
I know.
You're like, no. Hold on, is this real?
I can't trust anybody anymore.
All these stories have been real. I'm not some sociopath. Yeah, that's my like lead into the story. I work on a website called Upwork. It's a freelancer website, kind of like Fiverr, where you just go. And I'm a video editor, so I'll just like take random jobs. And this is also, so I've been doing editing for this guy who's like trying to start an Amazon business. And he's a sweet soul, but the reason I had jobs with him is because he knew nothing about computers, nothing. And then the reason it was frustrating working with him is because he knows nothing about computers. So he called me up one day and we had a Zoom he is the most Florida looking man I've ever seen. He is a bald man. He was wearing a sleeveless shirt and he had some like henna tattoos or like it might as well have been an anchor. And he goes, hey, man, I got a job for you. And I was like, what's up? He goes, I want you to come down to Florida. Stay with me for 4 or 5 days. Help me set up this business. I need someone who's good with technology. And I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I need money. So he was like, I'll pay you this much. And he said, I'll pay you $600 for 4 days. And I'll pay for your flight. And I said, $750. Which I'm like, I should have negotiated higher. But he's like, fine, that'll do it. And then he said, and I legally have to tell you that I am a convict. And I said, dude, that's fine. Whatever, man. We all, you know, go through shit. And he goes, fair. I also have to tell you it was for a sex charge. And yeah. I go, you know, it's all good, man. You know, if you serve your time. And so I stayed. So whenever I tell, like, I told my mom this and she was like, no, you are not going to this house. And I said, but it pays $675. And
I'll see you in a week.
Yeah. And my mom was like, don't do it. I would rather give you money than have you go to a house. And I said, I will never take money from your mom except on Christmas. So
I have a quick question. I suppose that you did not try to Google his name to find out exactly what his charge was.
No, I did not.
Okay.
Some questions are better left unanswered. I hear you.
Is that's a pro tip from women? These are things women have to know about. Micah, do you have a similar thought?
Well, I have a similar story, but I'm not going to tell it. But I'm similarly dumb, you know.
So, I mean, I went to Florida. He picks me up from the airport. He's cranking Marilyn Manson, The Dope Show. When I get in the car,
he's a good guy.
Yeah. He's cranking Marilyn Manson, The Dope Show. It was turned out good guy. Consider him a friend. Very Florida, though. The first thing we did is he goes, hey, before we get to work, you want to just go ride some ATVs on the dunes? And so that's very Florida. I got in his house. And this is, to me, this is the most Florida offering anyone can do. He goes, can I get you a beverage, water, coffee, Mountain Dew? And it's like, I just love that was like, you know, the quintessential three beverages we offer people. Water, coffee, and Mountain Dew.
Some Gator Bites.
Yeah. And so fortunately, I didn't die. You know, he has since become a treasured friend, and I am very thankful that I didn't end up the star corpse of a Netflix documentary. So that was my creepiest story, although the only other kind of funny thing from it is how he talks to his dogs, which is this dude will go like, hey, Daphne, you won't judge me for my sex charge, will you?
That's fucking awesome.
You don't mind that I was in prison for a sex charge. And I kind of think that shit's hilarious.
Fucking awesome.
So
like he just needed a friend. Looks like he just paid you to be his friend for a few days.
Kind of, actually, yeah. Because he lived with another man who is a millionaire who was also in prison, who the reason that guy's a millionaire is from inheritance from his grandmother. And the reason that that guy got his inheritance from his grandmother is that the guy I worked for became friends with that guy. And the guy I worked for had a smuggle in deal where he would befriend women on the internet and then have them send him cell phones and loose cigarettes. And then he would sell the cell phones and loose cigarettes. He sold one cell phone to this man, and then this man was able to reconnect with his grandma. Cut to 10 years later, they're business partners because of that guy. I was like, he had my back. I got to be close to my grandma again. I got $3 million. And some wild shit. He also prevented that guy from getting R'd in prison. So I think that will make you guys friends if you prevent someone from getting sexually assaulted.
Oh, I thought it was retarded. That was
yeah, it's going to get real confusing in a few years.
Rape isn't a bad word, right? What is it, just triggering for you?
I'll say rape. You know, I'm just trying to be nice, Micah. I don't know.
You look like you would do rape.
Oh, hey, man. That's just every man. That's just every male, dude. That ain't just specific to me, Maddie.
That was a lovely story with a very happy ending. That was a very different type of creepy story, which I just think was basically like a story of friendship.
Yeah, the dude texts me every other day. Like, you know, so we're buddies. And
and you still don't know what he did?
He actually told me it was a false charge. He said he and a woman in Florida, he was like, you know, I just walked on to the Miami University football team. I was 31. I just, when this guy started a story, it was fascinating because he was like, he like just that opening sentence of I walked on to Miami University at 31. You're like, what life is that? That is not how it's done. But he was like, and so I took this chick out and she was, you know, smoking hot. And, you know, I took her to TGI Fridays, wanted to give her something nice. And so, you know, but she was crazy, man. We drank too much and she was in the parking lot. And, you know, she punched me. And I'll be honest, I let my, you know, I let my base instincts get the best of me. And I hit her like she was a man. And yeah, I dropped her. And then the next day I get a call and I have to go in. She accused me of rape. So it was my hurt against hers. And they, you know, believed hers. And 25 years later, here I am, dude. How you doing? That was like, that was his life story.
Wow.
So
that's like a guy who's smart enough to know, like, no one's going to believe he didn't rape somebody, but they might believe that he decked a woman and then she said that he raped her. You know, that's like a worse crime, a better crime, I guess, right? Definitely.
I would think hitting a woman is better than R-ing one.
H-ing one is better than R-ing one, correct.
Yeah, we're, by the end of the show, every word is going to be abbreviated.
Okay, Micah, before we ask you your story, I have a question about the picture behind your head. Is it a bear, a werewolf, or a panther? Now I see it. It looks like a panther.
Yeah, the black one's a panther. That's a lion. And then that's some bullshit.
Is it a clown?
No, it's actually a skull, if you can see it. But it's a skull made out of, like, shadows of a room.
Got it. Okay.
Why you got such creepy shit on your wall, Micah?
I like it.
Yeah, you know, I got a bunch of art. I put all the creepy shit in one spot in my head. It's for, like, work Zooms. People, like... don't ask a lot of questions.
Like I did.
People know better not to break in.
No, people always ask questions about it, but I just want them to feel like a tiny bit scared.
I was excited when I thought it was a werewolf. That's a panther. That I'm a little cool. Disappointed.
Hey man, if someone got me a werewolf picture, I'll put it up.
Okay. What do you got? What's your ghost story?
So yeah, I mean, like I don't believe in ghosts. I don't know if that's okay to say on
that's
here.
Okay.
Like, I know apparently they found aliens. Show me one. I don't know. Like,
I don't believe they found aliens.
There was like some evidence that, I don't know. I'm like regurgitating shit, but it was like they found proof of, you know, a spaceship and like the government even acknowledged it. But for some reason, because the news is so fucking dumb right now that it just kind of like went as a blip, you know?
Yeah, they released footage during the pandemic of like airline, of like pilots seeing stuff in the sky that the government admits it are unidentified and no one cared. It just passed and no one cared.
Emblematic of like the media's coverage of the Trump administration that there we can fucking find extraterrestrials and yet they're like, he had McDonald's for lunch. It's like, you know what I mean?
And people are getting the sniffles. Like, we can't talk about aliens.
Well, maybe these aliens should start eating some fucking McDonald's. Like, do something interesting, bitch. But, like, I think I am, I don't, paranormal. Like, and I, you know, I never tell people this, but, like, I have, like, all these, like, psychic moments and shit that I can't explain. And I think I'm a very logical person, you know, and the only reason I believe that these things happen is because I'm fucking witnessing them and can't explain them myself. And my parents always like said, like as a kid, I was like real creepy as a kid. Like we went home and I'm like two. So like just way too young to be whatever. And I'm like, I don't live here. Like, you know, she's like, where's my house? And like, just like creepy shit. Like, you're not my family, which is like from a 2-year-old, you're like, I don't want to fucking hear this shit, you creep. And then, and like, I would like always like predict shit, but so now what happens is I have deja vu. This isn't so much a story as just like a fucking
okay.
My life. But like I get deja vu pretty frequently. Mm-hmm. And nobody ever believes me because it's like I can almost like predict what's about to happen next, but it like doesn't quite get to my mouth until it happens because it's like the second before I realize it's gonna happen, you know what I mean? It's just not enough time for me to say, and then this. But
you're like Raven. you're like, you're almost like Raven Simone. You're seeing like you, and you know, that's so Raven. Like you're seeing like, like 10 seconds into the future.
Is that, I didn't know that's what her show was about.
Why have you watched that show, Brett?
Okay, excuse me, my big fat gypsy Chinese divorce.
Like, that's way better than watching That's So Raven. It's crazy.
Folks, I'm pulling into the, I used to watch it, y'all. I mean, okay. I'm a grown man still watching Disney Channel original movies and shit.
That's the R he was talking about.
Well, so you have deja vu, yeah.
No, I mean, like, I'm a psych major and everything. Like, I've tried so hard to understand the phenomenon of deja vu because, like, they have a scientific explanation for it. And I think it's kind of not very good compared to my experience. Like, how they describe it, they're like, oh, it's, you know, a chemical in your brain triggers the memory. Like, it resorts a like memory. A
cross-wiring thing.
Into, like, the past memory file. And so yeah, it, like, and so, but I'm like, but I swear to God, the deja vus are from when I like from a dream. So I was like, it happened to me before, but it happened in a dream and I dreamt it exactly like this. And I'll have like mm-hmm. a flashback to like the position I was laying in, the bedroom I was in, if it wasn't my current one, you know, cause sometimes that could have been a dream I had like 10 years ago. And I'll be like, that mm-hmm. was it. That was this dream, you know? And so I'll kind of know what's about to happen because I remember the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, you know how like dreams are just kind of PC scenes? And I'm like, well, it would make sense if they're just kind of PC scenes from my future life and potentially whatever other universes. I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah. 'Cause obviously not all of my dreams have come true,
mm-hmm.
but it is, that's like, it's a connection that I don't feel like the science has explained.
Is there something specific that you remember that you knew was going to happen before it happened?
There's a few, but like, I remember once I was at my family's house and I was in the backyard and I heard a dog bark. And when I heard the dog bark, I go, that means the bees are coming. Right.
What?
And then, no. And so then I like went to turn around to look for the bee. And I went to the door to go open the door to go inside. And there was a bee on the door. And I'm like, okay, now, you know, like what the fuck, but that's- like,
that's bonkers. That actually is genuinely bonkers. Although there's part of me that's like, you know, could a bee just happen? Like, but
could a bee just be somewhere? Yes.
Could I mean, it could be somewhere. Yes. Could I have heard it? Maybe it buzzed by my ear and you know, that, you know, like there's a million yeah. ways to reason, but
it's
like
weird for sure.
It doesn't but, explain how I remember.
Yeah.
Be, you know, like, be like the warning that I got from my dream. I remember the position I was sleeping in. I remember the dog barking. And then the part of the deja vu was remembering the deja vu. I mean, like there's a bit, you know, like half the time the deja vu's it's so, I mean, maybe it is fucking misfire, but it feels very fucking real.
Yeah. I feel like I've had both where like it's more intense. Same thing with dreams. Like some dreams you wake up, you're like, that was really random. And then some dreams you feel something different where you're like, that felt like it was some, like trying to show me something that I've done or I'm going to do or whatever, you know?
I've definitely had deja vu where I feel like what it's reminding me of is something from a dream, but not enough. It's just like a moment of like familiarity. Like they've seen this before, but not to the point that you're explaining where like you can explain it like with words, like what you anticipate happening next.
Yeah. And it's not over just a moment either. Sometimes it like, I describe it as like telescoping. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know how like in a dream, it's like scene. It's not very linear. So I'll be like, there's this. And then I'll remember the other predictions that I had in the dream, but they won't be what follows linearly in my life. They'll be like just the other parts. So I'll remember the other parts of the dream and I'll be like, mm-hmm. that's going to happen and that's going to happen, but it's hard to hold on to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was there anything significant that like, you know, the death of a loved one or like a major life change? Was there anything like big?
No, I mean, and this has happened many times. That's just one example. But mm-hmm. now that you mention it, I did have a weird like death experience like that. Like I went to visit an aunt of mine who was, you know, like, you know, I went to visit her like every year or two, you know, to check in on her. And the day before I went in, I got this crazy migraine. I've never had a migraine in my life. I had a lightning bolt going across my vision for like 7 hours, eyes open, eyes closed. There was like a lightning bolt in my vision. I've never had anything like that before or since. And I, you know, and I took a train to visit her, and I get in there and I said hi to her that night. And then she died that night while I was in the next room. Like I'd made it to see her alive like hours before she died.
Wow.
And so I've always kind of been like, was my brain like fucking anticipating this? I mean, it's probably a coincidence, but
No, crazy shit like that happens. I remember my, especially with that, like just weird coincidences. I remember my, at my grandpa's funeral, my grandpa was his name's Russ. And, we were in the, I can't even think of the word. What's the word when you're like driving to the grave plot?
The funeral procession.
Yeah. And the procession. We were driving and I just saw a bus ad on a bus ad, and it said, "Don't miss the bus, Russ." And I was just like, that's fucking no, that like, what the fuck? I can't even remember what the ad was for, but it said, "Don't miss the bus, Russ." And I just was like, this shit, someone said in the chat, it's a simulation. You're like, this is definitely a simulation.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I don't know why some random person just chose at that moment to fuck with me, but they did.
Yeah, this is all bullshit.
We're just never going to know, like, if coincidences mean something, if they don't, if it's like a symbol, like we talk about on the show all the time, like the synchronicities that line up with stuff that happens on the show. I would like to believe that when there are synchronicities, it's a sign that you're on the right path or something to like get your attention. That's just what I would like to believe, but who knows? And like, we're never going to freaking know, but I think it's important to pay attention to those things. Do you think, Micah, from the story that you told when you were little, do you think that there is some sort of like past life memory in you?
I mean, there isn't anymore, you know, but at the time, like, it was kind of a thing I wouldn't let go. And it was like before it was, I mean, kids lie and kids are creative. And so, I mean, and I don't even remember doing this. This is just what my parents tell me, but like, I think if it's possible, I was channeling some past life shit when I was still close to that life, you know, but I don't know that I believe that, but it is weird to do.
Yeah.
I feel like if you don't remember it, you weren't capable of like coming up with it. You know what I mean? Like if you can't trap that memory of it, it had to be like a natural thing. And they always talk about like kids having like that open path to like whatever the fuck is going on otherworldly. You know, so maybe it's just that simple.
And, you know, I did talk very early too. And so it's possible, like, you know, kids don't talk when they're really young. Maybe they do remember shit. They just can't fucking tell us, you know? And I was just like young enough to be able to express shit.
Yeah, that's possible. We do talk. Go ahead.
No, I'm just, I think it's crazy. Just remembering stuff from age two. I'm like, even that is paranormal to me.
I have memories of being in a crib and shit like that. Like I have memories of dreams I had when I was a little baby. I had dreams about drowning a lot as a baby.
I feel like my brain is like a computer cache or whatever it is that gets cleared every fucking day. Like, I don't remember shit. And you're like, yeah, I remember when I was like 7 months old and I was being breastfed. It was crazy.
I would say be careful around water, because if you're having dreams about drowning when you were little, like in my mind, what pops up is maybe that's how you died in a past life.
Maybe, but I love water. Like, you know, take me to a beach, you know, put me by a pool. Like I've never been like, even though I was having drowning dreams, I've never been scared of the water. So
can you swim?
I mean, adequately, I'm not like, you know, going to cross the English Channel, but you know, I can be in an ocean swimming around fine.
Maybe you're just doing better this time around. That's all.
Yeah, it could be. It could just be like, you know, that's how it happened last time. And this time will be something different.
Yeah. Well, in my dream, in the dreams that I had, I remember when I was a baby, it was me drowning in the pool of the house that I was growing up in. So it wasn't like a pool I didn't recognize. It was specifically about drowning in the pool that I knew. Mm-hmm. So that was probably just a bad dream.
We'll find out one day. I've been like so my garbage television, and I have like a free trial of Discovery Plus, which is just like really just a mecca of all the garbage.
I love it.
It's so good. Yeah. And so it's like TLC, the Travel Channel, Cooking Channel, all that. But on the Travel Channel is where all the ghost shows are and like all the paranormal investigators. And we've talked about on the show before, most of the shows are just so bad. You know, it's like, ooh, what's that? What was that bang? Or
it's all editing, right?
It's just so bad. Yeah. And all like fake reactions and stuff. But I came across two shows, and they're hosted by Jack Osborne, Ozzy Osborne's son. And one is called The Fright Club, where they just like watch clips of shows and like decide whether they're real or not. And the other one, he actually goes ghost hunting, and it's called Portals to Hell or Portals of Hell. Yeah. And it's just like, it's the most watchable of all of the ghost hunter shows. But it's like, for me, I want to believe in these things. But that's all. I can't say that I do, because I don't know, because I don't have proof of it. But the more I watch these shows, the more I don't believe it, because it's such bullshit. It's always such bullshit. That show is like it's the best of the ones that I've seen, because I feel like they're more realistic about whatever it is that they're experiencing. But still, with all the cameras and all the footage, I need something a little bit more concrete, please.
There is a sense of like being pragmatic with that show, but it's still like, it's too much. You know, they're in a room and they're like, so who am I talking to? They're like, ghosts, like Alice, you know? And they're like, oh, were you murdered? Like, nah. I was raped, though. Like, it's like so clear, like all the words, like we're just talking to the afterlife.
Even the ghost is like, I was R'd. I don't want to cuss in the afterlife either. I don't
want... Well, the machine,
I'm a G because I was R'd.
The machine they use is like another thing that I am very skeptical about, because it's supposed to like scan AM frequencies, some kind of like radio frequencies. So it's just like gibberish that you're hearing. And then they ask questions, and then if they hear a word, that's what they report. But it's like, of course you're going to hear the word after you ask the question. It's just like the mind wants to see patterns, and it's like picking up on the pattern. I don't know. I can't really buy into it.
No, I think it makes, you're just basically saying like the mind wants to see patterns, so we're just projecting what we want to see already onto what exists. I mean, as far as the show goes, they have to have something happen.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I might believe in ghosts, and I believe sometimes ghosts just want to take a day off too. But if the camera crew is there that day,
yeah,
and they catch the day, you know, the ghost on a day that it was like a spa day for the ghost, like the ghost, they're still going to make ghosty shit happen. And I would love to, I'd be great to interview ghosts about all the fake ghost shows. That would be a fun show. That's just, you know what I mean? But of course, Jack Osborne, you know, he has the Cadillac of ghost hunting shows is what you're saying.
I mean, he's an awesome dude, but like, they're still doing the same shit. They're like, oh, did you hear a floorboard creak in this old building with other people in it?
to be optimistic about that kind of thing, when shows like that happen, you have to think though about, you're hearing the history of all the crazy shit that happened wherever you currently are. The lights are out, the pressure is on, the cameras are on, and you're asking a question. And now literally any sound that you hear is probably going to be like amplified in your mind. And it probably is going to freak the shit out of you in that moment. But I wonder if like for the ghost hunters afterwards, if you speak to them and you're like, okay, now that you're like in the light of day and you're looking back at like all the footage and everything you've done, can you say what, and like, you know, they come out and they're like, yep, that place is haunted. That place is haunted. Can you say with 100% certainty that you believe that ghosts do exist? I would like to know if they would say yes or no, because like after you leave it, you could probably rationalize it, you know?
But you're only an idiot would say 100% certainty. It's like,
but there are people that say 100% certain that they don't exist, which I feel like was equally.
I would agree with that. I think that's a fair assertion that like, it's just
anyone who says they know anything is full of shit.
What?
that's a simple answer. Anyone who thinks they know anything is full of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Especially if you're saying ghosts are 100% real. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if anyone's as full. I mean, yeah, 100% don't exist. That, to me, that's a degree less full of shit than 100% absolutely do exist.
But if you have an experience, I'm like, if you see a full body apparition, I'd say that'd bring you pretty close to 100% that they do exist, unless you think you're going crazy.
Sure, well, you're right. That's fair.
I have a guy I work with who like can swear he like saw shit or whatever, but even he is like a little embarrassed to tell the story because he's like, mm-hmm. I know this is fucking crazy. And like, it was, you know, like my boyfriend sees shit. It's like he has sleep paralysis. And so he can't move. And then he sees shit pass in front of him all the time. And it's like, it's, he knows it's not there. It's just like his fucking brain showing that stuff. And so how can you ever be sure of what you saw?
That's fair. That happens on this show all the time with people's stories where they'll say, I don't believe in this at all, but here's this crazy mm-hmm. thing that happened. Yeah.
Trying to say like, I'm sane, but wild shit can happen.
Yeah, like, I feel like if anyone told me about the deja vu shit that I was having, I'd be like, you know what I mean? But that's, I'm like, I don't know. I have to live it. So
I was doing the jerk off motion for 15 minutes, Micah. Yeah. The whole time. 15 minutes. I was going, yeah. Oh, yeah. Really?
You still didn't come?
until I came.
I feel like the fact that you yourself are skeptical and you're believing it, which is like, I feel like that's the most believable of stories when the person who's telling it is like, I know this sounds crazy. I don't know what it is, but I can just tell you my experience. Yeah. You know, like that's the most believable story.
This is a side thing. I had my, one of my best friend's dads is a ghost hunter.
Fun.
Yeah, I have never met the guy, but I do know that he, I'll just tell his life in a nutshell. So he was a doomsday prepper.
Of course.
He moved his family to a mountain, and then that marriage failed. And then he met a new woman, and he became a ghost hunter with her because she was already one. And I've told my friends, so your dad was a doomsday prepper and now a ghost hunter. Doesn't it feel like he's just doing every job on the Discovery Channel?
Yeah.
like well, he's going to be an ice road trucker next. Like, what the fuck? But yeah, I think he wrote a book. I need to text him about it. I would love to read that shit.
That would be interesting. Yeah, we're going to go. We're going to go one day ghost hunting. So you do believe, Brett, that ghosts or the paranormal is a possibility?
I absolutely 100% certainty think it exists. Yes.
100% certainty.
No, I do think the paranormal can exist. The world is wild. I do believe that.
What do you think it is? Do you think it's as simple as like the afterlife coming over? Or I think it's interdimensional. All of it. Ghosts, aliens, anything paranormal. That's what I think. The simulation is like fucking, there's glitches in between the fucking whatever the Matrix is made up of.
Do you think there are many dimensions in the Matrix? You're mixing theories up.
Okay. I think it's all fucking part of the same thing. It's all real. It's all crazy.
So is there a universe where I'm a successful comic?
Micah,
everyone no commented.
So glad you said
we have the we can believe in ghosts, we can believe in UFOs, we can believe in Daniel. That's a little stretch
in an infinite multiverse. Like, yeah, you're like, stretching.
Yeah, dial it back, buddy. Dial it back, Brent.
Yeah. It's a simulation, not a miracle.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
What about you, Micah? Do you believe that the paranormal is a possibility?
I mean, UFOs, aliens, I think we got a good shot at that. You know, ghosts. I don't know what happens to a soul. Like, I've seen a dead body and uh-oh.
That one was me. That one was actually me. Yeah. Like, that one was me.
Where does that energy go? You know, like there's something, I mean, looking at a living person versus a dead person is like such a major difference. And it's like, where does that shit go? Like, even in the matter of like someone I saw alive 1 minute, dead the next, I'm like, that person isn't there. You can just tell they're gone. And so it's like, so where?
Did you see the whole transition?
I saw her like a couple hours before she died and then a couple hours after she died. So it was very close, but I didn't see
I've watched a lady die. That's the thing you're talking about where it's like you watch that whole transition happen from life to death and you're like, oh, there's nothing. Like that's, I feel like that's what got me on this like path of what am I looking for? Like apathy or what's the word? No, I was almost, never mind. Hold on.
Take your time.
Nihilism, Maddie.
No, Because thank you, dude. You know what's funny, dude? I was like, it's an N word, but I didn't want to say that. So I was, I know it's an N word, but it's not that one. You know, oh, I didn't want
to make Brett leave.
Thing to be. Yeah.
Oh, that one I have no problem. What if that was one I had no problem saying? I won't
say that all the time.
Yeah. You're, I'm like,
wait, is it almost 9:30? It's where right on my forehead.
I won't say gay, but I'll say that word.
All right, guys, we did go a little bit over. It was so much fun. Thank you guys so much for being on the show. We're going to do a quick round of plugs, and then we'll let you guys go. Start with you, Maddie. What do you got to plug?
You could follow me on Instagram if you'd like. Very few do, but you could be one of the special few. And the Twitch thing is almost up and running. Jester Skull's in there as well. You can watch me fucking crush children's souls playing Rocket League.
Micah, what would you like to plug?
My socials, at Micah Fox, MYKAFOX. I'm the best there is. Follow nobody else. And I'm doing a live show on the Lower East Side. I don't know. Message me on one of those socials if you want to go, because I don't know how legal it is.
Fair. Brett.
Yeah, everyone, unfollow Micah, then go follow me at Brett Raybould. I got a one-hour comedy special. I put it on YouTube. It's great. I also have a Mandarin dub of it, so I had it dubbed into Mandarin, so you can watch it in Chinese if you prefer. I got Just the Plugs. It's a plugging-based podcast. I have a jazz record called Brett and Buble, and I'm also the first publicly traded comedian. You can buy my Brett coin at BrettTrade.com. If you think I suck, I dare you to short the stock. If you think funny, buy in and buy Brett coin. BrettTrade.com, Brett with one T and then trade. You know how to spell trade.
With one awesome. T as well.
Yes.
Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live for free every single Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. That's for free. But if you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code TTI, you'll get a 2-week free trial plus access to all the other amazing shows on the network. Every single episode that we've ever done, all 9 years of it is all there. And it's a free trial. So if you hate it, you can get rid of it after 2 weeks. No big deal. Wherever you listen, if you listen on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to leave a review. Rate the show. We give out a piece of merch every so often to one lucky reviewer. Go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. I keep saying this, one day it's going to be there. The white unicorn hoodie will be there soon, but there's plenty of fun merch there that you can support the show with. And if you have stories to submit on your own, bad things or scary things, you can send it to thethingispodcast@gmail.com. And I believe that's it. Thank you so much again, guys, for being on the show. Thank you, everybody, for watching. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.